I can hear shuffling feet. Underneath the Cadillac, I can see the legs of Werther's personal kill squad. They fan out quietly, trying to flank me. I do a quick count. With Werther, it's only 8. They already know where I am. Time to show I know where they are, too. I draw the Browning. I take a bead on one of the sets of legs and fire. It hits, exploding the guy's tibia. He goes down screaming. Once he's eye level to me, I put another one in his head. He stops screaming pretty quick. The Browning feels like it's laughing.
Oh, was that the clean way or the messy way?
The rest of Werther's men are on the move, scattering and looking for cover. I can still see Werther's legs. He hasn't moved. Yeah, I'm not falling for that one. He's standing there because he doesn't believe I can touch him. He's probably right. The bullets might stop dead, turn to steam, or just change course and come after me. It occurs to me that the cops should be here by now. Of course, they won't be because Werther has put some spells down to keep them away or paid them off. I can get out of this by jumping over to the land of the dead and popping out somewhere else. At this point, I can do it in my sleep. I look around for ghosts, try to get an idea of what I'll have to deal with when I cross over. That's also when it occurs to me that there aren't any. Much like freeway noise, there is no place in LA that is free of ghosts. The only way to drive off ghosts is to throw something at them that scares them, or eats them. If Werther has driven off the ghosts and I pop over to the other side, I'll run into whatever fucked up thing he has waiting for me.
It's the unfortunate way.
I feel the magic as he throws a spell. The remains of the Cadillac fly into the air like they're being flipped by a hurricane. His men step out from their own cover and open up. Ugly machine guns barking bullets. My shield spell goes up, but I won't be able to keep it there very long. With all the bullets it's soaking up, it's all I can do to keep it running. As his men are firing, Werther is slowly walking toward me. He looks to be in his mid-50s, white hair slicked back, blue bespoke suit. I can feel the magic radiating off of him. This is one of those times I kinda wish I still had a god's power to pull from. Once he gets to me, it's game over. If I run, I'm dead. If I stay here, I'm dead. If I jump over to the other side, I'm dead. I think that about covers it. 5 feet away from me, Werther stands there, smiling. Gloating, motherfucker. Well, it was a fun ride while it lasted. I wonder where I'll end up when I die. A speeding F-350 with ridiculously oversized tires or a ridiculously oversized truck jumps the curb and plows into Werther. There's a tremendous crunch, like a bag full of china being beaten with a shovel. Werther goes flying. The passenger door flies open, and the driver, a black woman who looks vaguely familiar, locks eyes with me.
Get in here!
My mama told me not to get into cars with strange people, but I can always worry about who I've gotten a ride from once people aren't shooting at me. She slams on the gas before I even get the door closed. She's hitting the street, she'll need to turn around, and a truck like this isn't exactly known for its agility. Then I realize she is going for the street. The next block over, through a Catholic school.
Jesus, you look like shit. I mean, I've heard stories, but man, you look like 20 miles of rough road.
Yeah, shit shower and a shave, maybe an oil drum of Bactine, and I'll be just peachy. You do know there are buildings in the way, right?
And stairs right there.
She's right. Between the two buildings is a wide stairway that leads to a grassy area and then out to a parking lot. She veers the truck toward the stairs. Just ahead of us and off to the side is Werther, slowly picking himself up. He flew quite a bit when she hit him. Probably broke every bone in his body.
Didn't I run him over?
Oh, yeah. You did. Thank you, by the way. Now...
But he's standing like nothing happened.
Magic. There's just nothing it can't do.
We pass Werther, who's still trying to get his body back in order. All of his limbs are at funny angles as they re-knit and rebuild themselves. His neck is cocked to the side in a way no neck should be. He glares at me. I give him a big smile and wave.
Okay, who was that?
I got a better question. Who are you?
You don't recognize me?
In my defense, people were shooting at me.
Now that I get a really close look at her, I do recognize her.
Holy shit! Letitia?
That's Detective Letitia Watson to you, Sunshine.
She pulls on a lanyard that slings out her badge on it and shows it to me.
No shit!
Letitia Watson and I met in the equivalent of Mage High School. Until we're old enough not to spontaneously set shit on fire, most mages are homeschooled. Then we go to school and learn to interact with other human beings. Letitia and I weren't friends. We didn't know each other so much as knew of each other. Mage school isn't to help you grow your magic, it's to help you not blow yourself up. Plus, she stabbed me in a class, and once somebody sticks a knife in you, you gain a whole new respect for them.
Detective? You took a job as part of the cleanup crew?
Sort of. Not quite. And it's voluntary. Somebody needs to fix the messes people like you make. It's in all our best interests.
I'm about to say that she sounds like a brochure when the truck hits the stairs and gets air. The truck hits halfway down. We reach the bottom of the stairs and bounce onto a football field. The truck's tires blowing out chunks of sod behind it. Mages give a fat fuck about the normalcy's business until we have to. We don't want too much out in the open, but that's unavoidable. So some of us go into jobs to help keep this shit under wraps. Police, politics, journalism, they spend a lot of time covering the tracks of fuck-ups. If a particular fuck-up doesn't pull their head out of their ass, you'll see one of the rare times mages work together, and that's to curb stomp that motherfucker. Today, I'm that motherfucker.
Who the hell did I run over?
Attila Werther.
Letitia's eyes go wide.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you think he saw me?
No, but I'm sure he can find you. I mean, it's Werther. And he's looking for me, and I'm with you, so...
She slams her hand on the steering wheel. We tear through a chain link fence and into the school's parking lot. The parking lot that's completely filled with cars.
God damn it! Wasn't supposed to go this way. You have your seatbelt on, right?
You're asking me this now? After we did a Dukes of Hazzard down the stairs?
I pull the seatbelt across my chest and click it in, wincing. The crash in the caddies left some serious bruises where the seatbelt caught me. Maybe I'll get lucky and get a matching set on the other side. The bruise bandolier. All the cool outlaws will be wearing them this year.
I figure now's a good time, since we're probably gonna crash!